Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful, looks like a fall afternoon, but I know it's just spring, and the greenery's coming out and the flowers are coming out. Really is gorgeous here. Of course, coming to you from the beautiful and picturesque North Shore of Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this hour, they're going to be those of Michael Stone, who has had his own radio program in the past and lectures on the Constitution. And the Constitution is really, well, the bulwark of our freedom. Now, unfortunately, we have a lot of people back in Washington, D.C., who are lawbreakers. They are intentionally and purposely breaking the oath that they have promised to uphold the Constitution, an oath they've sworn when they take office. And we even have those people in the Supreme Court. They have their own agenda. And the reason that we're losing our freedom is because people don't understand the Constitution or the fact that it gives us certain, well, it doesn't give us certain rights. It gives us all rights. We are to be totally free. And the only rights we don't have are those, of course, that's reserved to Congress or to the states. But unless, you know, we have specifically given them those rights, they don't have the right to do anything about our property. They don't have the right to tax us. And the Constitution originally outlawed personal income tax. They certainly restricted the power of the federal government to do anything with religion. There was no wall of separation between church and state. There was no way the federal government could interfere with the right of the people to assemble or to redress of the grievances or a restriction on the right to practice religion. These things were all to be handled at the state and the local level. And certainly our property rights were inviolable, and certainly if you read the Constitution, you'll never see the words life and liberty used without the word property used along with it. Well, Michael Stone, of course, is in his community, is a champion of the Constitution. He stands up for it, and apparently he's had some interesting encounters with the legal profession. And there are people within the legal profession who don't believe in the Constitution, but they are still bound by the laws of this land, at least for the time being. So with that as a background, Michael, why don't you pick up the story and tell us where you're coming from and what you've been able to accomplish with your crusade.
Well, first of all, Dr. Monteith, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. One of the statements that you had just made was the fact that the oath of office that they take. Well, in my seminars, I've done research on oaths, and we found out that the only oaths that were taken by entities, there's three of them. The oath of Kol Nidre that the Jews take to their fellow Jews, the oath the Masons take to their fellow Masons, and the oath that the Black Pope takes to
the Jesuit order to the Pope, right.
And the oath that the senators and even the oath that the President of the United States takes is taken to no one. There is no entity on the other end. Now, you know, when we take an oath to each other, we form a contract.
My understanding is that the oath is taken to God.
And there's no contract there.
But, Michael, my understanding is that we swear an oath to God. I swear, you know, and you put up your hand, and because this is basically you put your hand many times on the Bible, and you swear to God. That's where where you're swearing to, not to another person.
That is true. You take an oath to God.
Right.
So there is. Put him on a witness stand.
Right.
You can't do that.
All right. Well, we swear an oath to God that we will be faithful to what we've said.
I understand that.
So we'll be back here in just a moment here. To continue with the discussion of Michael and what he's found as he's tried to research this. But when we swear an oath, we swear that to God.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest today is Michael Stone, and he's talking about oaths. And so basically it's always been my understanding that when you swore an oath, you swore the oath to God, and you were supposed to abide by that oath. At least that's what our founding fathers believed.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, sir.
Why don't you think so?
To an entity, and that entity was, so help me God. You ask for God's help. So help me God. Now it says, I, Bill Clinton, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution to the people. To the people is not in there.
Okay. Well, we will disagree on that, because I've read many of the things that were written many years ago, and the people who wrote about that said, you know, the reason that we had, of course, to have a belief in God was because if you didn't have a belief in God, the oath wouldn't have no absolute meaning. And so if you don't believe in God, why, the oath is meaningless, so you couldn't really have people take oaths. And so if there's no God, why bother to take an oath?
Right, and they didn't distinctly identify who that God was. It could have been Baal.
Well, I don't think so, because at least most of our people, when we founded this country, were Christians.
They left it open for anybody. But this is how the oaths are. But all of them are done that way. All government oaths are taken to no entity, whether it be dog catcher oath, county commissioner, city council, president of the United States. There is no distinct entity that it is taken to.
Well, then why do they have a Bible there that he has his hand on?
so help me God.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, the Constitution, I trust that you read that stuff I faxed to you.
No, I haven't got forgotten.
Where they had said that the Article 6, Clause 2, that in the Constitution it states that the supreme law of the land will be treaties and federal law, a law that's passed in the district, the 10-mile square district, the United States, under the Article 1, Section 7, Clause 18, I believe it is. It says that the federal law will be the supreme law and honored by every judge of the United States. Now, the United States must be interpreted as about seven different interpretations for the definition of the United States. It can be a corporation under Title 28, Section 1333. It can be the geographical area in North America, not including Hawaii and Alaska. So, it can be Alaska and Hawaii. It can be the 48 states or 50 states of the Union, depending on what definition you so choose. It can be the 10-mile square district. The District of Columbia is also known as the United States. It can be the United States of America. And all of these definitions are different. So you need a lot of these people, when they write out a document, they need to put an index of terms in the document and define what they are talking about so there's no mistake, because the judge can rule against you by an assumed intention of an undisclosed presumption. Or in other words, he will assume that you are a citizen of the United States, a 14th Amendment citizen, which was never passed. And the 14th Amendment says all persons born in a state or the United States are subject. And if you look up the word subject, it says see slave.
Michael, where are you going with all of this, though? What does this really have to do with the situation today?
Where I'm going with this is the people haven't sat down and got a law dictionary and really looked up these words to see what they mean.
All right, but so where do we go with this? So you can argue these things in court, but how does this apply to the average individual out there and the audience?
Okay, where it applies. We'll take a for instance. In the Constitution, it says specifically that you do not need a driver's license. Specifically.
I don't think that it specifically talks about driver's license, does it?
Okay. We'll go to a law dictionary and we'll give you the definition of the word travel. This is out of Ballantyne's Law Dictionary of the Federal Judges Dictionary, third edition, which is the current edition. The word travel, when you use it as a verb, you go to jail. And it means to go from one place to another, to make a trip, to pass over public way for the purpose of business, convenience, or pleasure. When you use the word travel as a noun, it's a constitutional right under the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution. To travel is to pass or make a journey from place to place, whether on foot, horseback, or in any conveyance. Traveling is the act of making a journey, change of place, passage. The word traveling used in some penal statutes may have a narrow meaning, but in order to maintain an action against a city or town for a defect in the highway, one need to be a traveler only in the general sense above indicated. Now, when you have a driver license, it does two things. It makes you in commerce as a driver. A driver is a person who hauls passengers or freight for fare.
I think that what you're getting into is you're losing complete sight of the fact that in matters of life, liberty, and property, it was the state, not the federal government, that would be the determinant. The powers of the federal government were limited and defined. The powers of the state governments were unlimited and ill-defined, so that things such as travel and other things could be regulated at the state level. And you're trying to go back to the Constitution, which does not apply to life, or to liberty, or to property, according to the Federalist Paper number 45?
That is absolutely true.
Absolutely.
But
so,
the judges rule against you when you bring up the Constitution. They don't recognize it. Even our own president said the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper.
You're absolutely right. So we got a real problem. What we need to do is educate the American people that the federal government is limited in what it can do, and these other things, traveling, driver's licenses, are a matter of state level, and even property. In fact, there could be things that could be said, you know, in support of the Keogh decision that was made recently, that taking away people's property rights by the federal government certainly is something they can't do, but if states wants to do it, fine. So we have to limit the power of the states so they can't do that. And a number of states have actually passed legislation so that, you know, they can't use eminent domain to take our property to give it to others. So, okay, where do we go from here?
Okay, the Constitution also is not law. In order to be law, you must have a crime and then a penalty that fits that crime. There's no penalty provisions in the Constitution save one. And that has to do with corruption of blood. Anyhow, in order to have a crime, a law, you have a crime and a penalty, and there's no penalty procedures in the Constitution.
Well, of course, because it didn't apply to the individual. In other words, the federal constitution does not apply to the individual. It was having to do with states or other entities, but not to the individual. So you wouldn't expect it to have, you know, a crime and punishment for crimes.
What do you mean it doesn't apply to an individual?
It does not apply to the individual.
It does. The individual is what you take out and hang for treason. You can't take a corporation out.
All right. That is the only crime, and that in the military crimes, but not to the average individual.
Well, it's the same thing. It's still constructive treason.
Mm-hmm.
Removing
okay.
our guarantees mm-hmm. that are in the Constitution. We have no rights. We have guarantees that says that they cannot write laws against us.
That's right. No,
unless
we have our rights are God-given, Michael.
Forum.
And our rights are God-given, according to the Declaration of Independence. And the purpose of the Constitution was to make sure that government did not take away our God-given rights.
Right. But they do that every day.
Right.
And on your driver's license, it shows you. Your name is in all uppercase letters, which is a legal fiction. And a legal fiction has no rights. Only men and women have rights. That corporate name in all capital letters, and this has been to the Supreme Court 13 times, that if you use your name in all uppercase letters, you have no rights. The case cited is Monroe Cattle Company versus Becker.
So,
147 U.S. 47.
So what does that have to do with, things that are practical for people today?
Because in every court across the land, whether you're a defendant or plaintiff in a court case, your name is in uppercase letters.
Mm-hmm.
Without exception, it's that way, unless you give the court judicial notice that that is not your name.
All right.
The name that your parents gave you, and it must be in upper and lower case.
All right. Have you appealed this in court?
Have I appealed
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it has been appealed to the Supreme Court.
Well, you've been in court, though. You actually told the judge that
absolutely.
You didn't have
told the judge that. When you do it in writing, though, you give him judicial notice.
Mm-hmm.
And you give him the case site where it is law.
Mm-hmm.
That he must honor that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called your right of subrogation. It's separating you from the legal fiction.
All right, fine. Now, what did the Supreme Court say when the case got up to them?
There's 13 states ruled in their Supreme Courts that when your name is in uppercase and not your given name and family name, that you have no rights.
Then, of course, can the individual actually say they want it spelled differently with upper and lower case?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Go ahead.
And consequently, this puts you into a bracket that you don't want to be in. It makes you a corporate entity, and that's your corporate name in all uppercase letters and or with a middle initial.
All right, fine. You hang on there. We'll be back as soon as we get through this break. I'm with Michael Stone.
The
This is Pastor David Whitney with the Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
So ago, and they're all of $7.99. And anybody that's into studying law, I highly suggest that they blow $8 and get one of these. I'm going to read to you what it says, what legal fiction is in this dictionary. But it's the best pocket dictionary. You can put it in your pocket very easily. It's only 300 pages, but it's got some definition of terms that are in this dictionary that are obviously left out of Blacks and Ballantines and Bouvier's and legal fiction. It says, a court's assumption of a fact known to be untrue in order to fit a case into a category recognized by the law so that relief can be granted and justice done. Legal fictions have been an important mechanism for the evolution of the common law. Now, an example of this would be in the Constitution. It says you cannot be tried for the same instance twice. This just as soon as I get off this podcast.
Well, why don't you go ahead and get that number one more time?
Area code 307-234-7608.
All right, fine. Do you have a website?
No, I don't.
All right, fine.
I'm also an ordained minister, so I honor my word and what I've found out. And everything I do is by documentation of where to find it. I was just hauled down to Colorado to testify in federal court. I testified in federal court under Title 22 of the United States Code, that all the money we pay for income tax goes to Great Britain, the International Monetary Fund. And anybody wanting a copy of that, I can surely fax it to them.
All right.
But, you know, the procedure in the court, when they rule against us by a presumption, and this is constitutional to rule by a presumption, that the facts are presumed to be true until you refute them. A presumption stands until it's rebutted.
And so what happens when you raise these points in court?
You have to close those doors or the judge can rule against you.
Well, what happens, though, if the judge doesn't abide by the law and he just says, I'm not going to allow this?
That happens every day.
Right.
Who are you going to go to when he doesn't abide by the law?
So what do you do then?
You better have a court full of people that are in a member with you, a member of a group, to go in there and sit before the judge. And every one of those persons has a yellow notebook and is taking notes. And the judge knows something is up, and he better watch his P's and Q's. We've had judges on the bench that are so drunk that they can't sit in a chair, that they fall out of their chair. And this is all awful. In that one sheet I faxed you that had number 7, 8, and 9 on it with check marks on it, do you recall reading that, Doctor?
No, I don't.
Prosecutors can suppress exculpatory evidence. Exculpatory is evidence that would prove you innocent beyond a reasonable doubt.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The show. Come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Everyone knows we need calcium and magnesium every day for the support of strong bones. But most of us are only taking one source of calcium supplementation and one source of magnesium. That just simply isn't enough to give your body the proper nutrition it needs to help keep bones and teeth strong, prevent osteoporosis, and support muscle function. Now discover the most advanced calcium and magnesium supplement on the market today. Select Cal 1000. From the folks who brought you Walk Your Sea Vegetation, Select Cal 1000 contains seven sources of calcium and four sources of magnesium. Walk Your Select Cal 1000 is also packed with other important vitamins and minerals, and of course, Walk Your Special Blend of Sea Vegetation. Try finding that in your ordinary calcium supplement. Order Select Cal 1000 today and receive 10% off just by mentioning you heard it on the radio in the comments portion of the order page. Visit walkyours.com. That's WACHTERS.com. Or call 1-800-682-7100.
Arthur Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly we're going to do open lines the rest of this hour. And if you'd like to give us a call, you have something you're interested in, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, everything points to the fact that we're going to war with Iran, which, as I pointed out so many times, just doesn't make sense unless everything that has happened, including 9-1-1, and then the attack on Afghanistan and the no-win war we fought there, unless the attack on Iraq and the no-win war we fought there, were simply a prelude to an attack on Iran with an intent to bring about the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington described in his classic book by that name, The Clash of Civilization, or the article he wrote for the Council on Foreign Relations publication, Foreign Affairs Magazine. As you know, Samuel Huntington is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and this is a organized effort to bring the great religions of the world, I'm speaking of Judaism, Christianity and the Muslim faith, into a war with one another so we can kill off the Muslims and the Muslims can kill off the people, members of Christian civilization. Could it be that this is what this is really all about? Because if you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. And who would want to do that? Well, people who have a different worldview, who believe that the Christian faith is outmoded, that the Jewish faith is outmoded, that the Muslim faith is outmoded, and they're just sitting around waiting for the return of the Mahdi. And what better way, of course, to destroy them all than to get them involved in a war? And if you doubt that there are people who really feel this way, you need to get a copy of our February newsletter, which is posted on our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Now, if you're a regular subscriber to our newsletter, you should be getting your February newsletter. If you don't already have it, it'll be there in the next day or two, or we'll be glad to send you a copy at if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, our number here today is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about, why, give me a call. If you have something else you'd like to ask about, why, we'd love to hear from you. But I am deeply concerned that we are moving into a war with the Muslim world when we're having to borrow money just to pay our bills as it is. I mean, we've wasted $40 billion on Homeland Security. And if they're, of course, they're not protecting us from the Islamic terrorists. If they were really concerned about Islamic terrorism, they would have sealed the southern border. They would have had certainly an adequate terrorist list. They put out $140 million for our terrorist list that they have in the airports, which includes the name of 14 of the 19 hijackers who were killed on September 11th, 2001. And 60 Minutes did a wonderful analysis of the airline terrorist list. And the names of the real terrorists we don't put on the list because we wouldn't want the real terrorists to know that we knew who they were. So why are you going to have a terrorist list if you're not going to put the names of terrorists on it and put on the names of dead terrorists? Or is this all show? And then, of course, he was really concerned about terrorism. Why, you do racial profiling, or call it what you will, criminal profiling, but you'd be much more concerned about the possibility that these people would be from Islamic countries. And I will tell you, if I was Islamic, I would want them to do racial profiling, because certainly I would want to be sure that the plane didn't go down. But when I stop somebody, I certainly would not immediately handcuff them with their hands behind their back and embarrass them. I mean, I would question them, but why arrest people when you're simply going to talk to them about getting on the plane, which is, of course, what they did with the Immans, about six or eight of them, and now are suing the airlines. That was obviously a setup. I mean, these men all asked for special seat extensions, and, you know, like if you're very, very heavy and you get an extra buckle, the only reason they do that, of course, to use it as a weapon. And then they all wanted to go in the back of the plane. They wouldn't sit in their regular seats. And they made a big point of fraying it. This whole thing was so obviously a setup to create an incident. And, of course, I believe that there was complicity on the part of people, you know, within our administration for creating these incidents. But if we were really concerned about Islamic terrorism, every one of our pilots would be armed, whereas today less than 10% are armed. Every plane would have air marshals on it, and less than 10% have air marshals. I can't tell you the number because that number is classified, because we don't want Osama bin Laden to know what percentage of our airlines have air marshals on them. And then, of course, we would have deflector mechanisms on every airplane so they couldn't be brought down by a surface-to-air missile. FedEx is putting it on their planes. Every plane in the, you know, from the Tel Al, which is the Jewish airline, has it on there. Why is it we can't afford to do it where the Jewish airline can do it, and we have it on all of our military planes? Why can't we put it on our passenger planes? Or it'd be too expensive. Well, how expensive do you think it would be if they just brought down one American plane with a surface-to-air missile? What would that do to disrupt air traffic in this country and create fear in the hearts of our people? No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not doing any of the logical things like checking all of the cargo that goes on the plane. Or they check your handbag and make a big deal out of it because you have a vial of fluid that's too large. But, of course, you could bring, you know, a bottle of nitroglycerin, you know, in your carry-on baggage or as cargo and put on that same plane that would set off with a cell phone, and nothing would be done about it. And they wouldn't even bother. They don't screen most of the cargo that goes onto our planes. We have no security in our ports. We have very little security at our nuclear power plants or our chemical plants. We're not doing any of the logical things if there was really a terrorist threat. But we've wasted $40 billion, on the Homeland Security, and we've been buying all sorts of expensive things for little towns out in the middle of Podunk, out in the middle West, you know, where they have these special armed, bomb disposal teams. You know, these bomb disposers cost a couple hundred thousand dollars. You put the bomb in there and explode it. Why are you getting that for Podunk that's 150 miles from no place? Because the government gave them all that money, and they got to spend it for something or give it back. And that's the way the system works. Government, by its very essence, is wasteful. And when you're spending somebody else's money, and especially if you know you're going to lose it if you don't spend it, well, you're going to spend it, and you're going to spend it right away. And unfortunately, this is tragically the way that the government works today. In fact, Donald Rumsfeld apparently has said that there are several $1 trillion of government expenditures in the Defense Department. Nobody has an idea of where they've gone over a number of years, because there's no accountability and nobody is ever punished for the things that go wrong. So if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791. The war on terrorism is not a war to stop Islamic terrorism. We're fostering Islamic terrorism. If you haven't read the wonderful article in the New Yorker magazine, the 5th of March of this year. Read about what Seymour Hersh will tell you about how, I mean, America's spreading money all over there, and a lot of the money we're spending is getting into the hands of the Sunni militants and the Islamic terrorists, the very people, of course, that we're opposing, and the very people that are killing Americans over there. And now, just within the last couple of days, Mostikwa al-Sadr, S-A-D-R, the black turbaned clerical leader who leads the Mahdi army, has told his men to stop. And that incident is the second largest army in Iraq. It's larger than the Iraq army. And this is a private army under the control of Muqtada al-Sadr. And he's told them to quit fighting the other Arabs and starting attacking Americans. Now, if indeed, you know, this is true, and there are a number of reports that came out just today this has happened, why don't we simply arrest that man? I mean, actually, if he's telling people to attack the Americans, and we have martial law over there, why, we ought to be able to arrest him. Well, we don't know where he is. He's referred to as the evasive Mostikwa al-Sadr. And he's evasive. Well, some people say he's in Iran. Well, if he's in Iran, we should tell the Iranian government, we want that man handed over immediately. This is an act of war. He's telling his armed insurgents there, in the Mahdi army, to attack Americans. But we're not doing that. Why do we do anything logical and correctly? Because, of course, everything has a different agenda. And once you understand that nothing over there is logical, that we have not done any of the logical things from the very beginning of our war with Iraq, like sending enough troops, like, of course, trying to preserve the structure of society. And I was reading an article by Paul Bremer just yesterday where he said, oh, it wasn't my fault that I disbanded the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force and the Iraqi civil service and closed all of the factories. That was the back in Washington, D.C. They were micromanaging what I was doing, and I was just carrying out their orders. Ladies and gentlemen, he was the presidential envoy. He was the high commissioner over there. He was directly responsible, and if he didn't think it needed to be done, he should have objected or quit, and he didn't. Paul Bremer carried out the plans of the Council on Foreign Relations to create the chaos which exists in Iraq today that's led to the civil war that exists in Iraq today, no matter what the administration says. This isn't really a civil war just because the Shias are killing the Sunnis. And the Sunnis are killing the Shias. This is not a civil war. I mean, if it was a civil war, that would really be bad. This war is not going to end. It is planned to go on indefinitely. And more boys will go into this meat grinder. I don't know how many of our listeners actually saw the interview with John McCain yesterday on 60 Minutes. Incidentally, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And John McCain had gone to Iraq and then come back and said, look, things are lots better. I was over there. I was just walking around in the open market over there, perfectly safe. Why, General Petraeus, often goes out and leaves the green zone. Doesn't even have an armored Humvee when he goes down to the market and walks around. And then, of course, they showed the television shots of when John McCain was there, and here he is in a bulletproof vest, surrounded by 20 soldiers. He goes there in an armored Humvee. There are two helicopters circling overhead. And he's telling us it's perfectly safe to walk through the market. And then, of course, when Scott Pell, asked him, well, what about this, General Petraeus going out in Humvees that aren't even armored? Is that really true? And, well, John McCain says, well, all the Humvees are armored. And, well, sometimes I just say things that I shouldn't say. And, but what I'm trying to convey is things are better today than they were 2 months ago. And we've got to stay the course, and we've got to keep our boys over there. Ladies and gentlemen, they have no intention of winning. They're not trying to win. If we started to win, why, they'd immediately cancel the program. How else could we justify staying? If we were to create a stable society over there, the American people would never justify our staying there. But where is the outcry? Where is the outcry from the fact that it should be obvious to anybody with two brain cells that were planning to attack Iran? I mean, and who gave the President of the United States the right to attack Iran? Did the American people? Why, our duly elected representatives gave him permission. I mean, there was on the military budget that was recently passed. There was an amendment there to that legislation that said the President cannot attack Iran without the permission of the Congress and of the Senate. And you know what Nancy Pelosi did and the leaders of the Senate did, Harry Reid? They took that amendment out. So that by taking that out, they gave tacit, you know, agreeal to an attack on Iran. Why in heaven's name would we want to attack Iran and inflame the entire Islamic world against the United States? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense unless there is another agenda. And that's certainly why you need to get my February newsletter, and we'll be glad to send you a copy free of charge if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. But please, if you have access to the Internet, go up on the Internet, because it costs us a dollar for the call and a dollar to ship it out. And so we hope that you would go on the Internet. Of course, we hope that you really would want to subscribe to our newsletter, or better still, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters so that we can continue bringing you the information you're not going to get from other people. A lot of people know what's going on, but they don't understand the spiritual forces that work behind the scenes. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension. You and I live in one dimension. This is the material dimension. This is the first dimension we live in. And, of course, we see things. We touch the tables. You know, we have our feelings. We see the news. But there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. And, of course, many of the battles that are fought today are fought in the spiritual dimension. And who do we have calling in?
Yes, this is Keith.
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Doing just fine. I appreciate so much everything that you do to educate us in all these realms, especially in the political realm. But I'm kind of thinking I'm in a quandary now on how to vote. You know, as you have well educated us, we basically, when it finally comes down to the choice between the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, then it's the powers that be have already selected those candidates. And so when we finally get to the ballot box, do we vote for the lesser of two evils, or
right,
do we go to a vote for an independent candidate, or what do you recommend that we do as far as voting? Or does it really count anymore?
Well, I think you have to vote. I mean, I think that at least we have to go through the mechanism of this. And what I mean, certainly you don't want to vote for evil, whether it's the lesser of the two evils. I will tell you that in both of the last elections, I did not vote for either the Democrat or Republican Party. I voted for a third party, and I think that people are going to have to realize that the Republican Party no longer exists. I mean, it's simply, we have one political party. They call themselves the Republicrats, and of course, they're both going exactly the same way. Both political parties support the war, and both political parties are pro-death as far as the pro-choice.
Sure.
And both political parties are globalists, and we need a second political party, and that's why we have other political parties out there. You have your choice of the Libertarians, you have your choice of the Greens, you have your choice of the Constitution Party, and those are the three big ones. And you know, if you are a constitutionalist and believe in the Constitution, why, I hope that you'll be supporting them and helping to get their candidates on the ballot, and maybe they run and lose, but I would far rather vote for a candidate who's going to lose for the right purpose than vote for a candidate who's going to win for the wrong purpose.
Well, I appreciate that input. Yeah, it's much better. As someone said, you either have Socialist Party A or Socialist Party B, you know, as
right,
far as the Democrats and the Republicans. And so I think that makes a lot of sense when you say, you know, vote for a good, viable third-party candidate.
Stand on principle. God bless. Thanks for calling. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunville, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I don't believe God's going to allow that to happen. I believe God's going to bring his judgment on this country because I believe God is just. And so I really would suggest that you start making your preparations for difficult times if you do not yet have the food supply. And let me tell you now, there's a real problem with wheat all throughout the world. There's a rust that's getting on the wheat and wiping out wheat crops in many other countries. Isn't here yet, but certainly that the spores ever get here, why, it'll wipe out our wheat crop as well, and there's simply, at the present time, a no good fungicide for it. So if you don't have your supplies of storage food and you'd like to get them, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog, and of course you need the barrels to store the water and the wheat grinder and all of those things that you would need to have on hand, and we can certainly get them for you. Call us, but at 1-800-544-8927, or if you already have an emergency food catalog, don't put off making your preparations now. And I'm talking about right now. Incidentally, if you'd like a regular health catalog and about the vitamins and minerals and all those things, some of the herbs that Barbara and I take to maintain our health, why, we'll send you a health catalog so you can get an emergency food catalog, you get a health catalog, and then, of course, you can get a regular catalog by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. How do we understand what's going on? Well, of course, my February newsletter will explain to you what's going on in the Middle East, but you need to see the big picture. You need, of course, to see my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD or the video, but even better still is the new talk we've given. forbidden secret. Now, a lot of people, of course, have heard Rhonda Barnes talking about the secret, and she's been featured on Oprah, and she's been featured on Larry King and Jim Carrey, saying how wonderful this thing is, how wonderful the secret is. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what Rhonda Barnes is talking about really does work. But you don't want to get into that if you value your eternal soul. You need to understand what this is really all about. Because what you are doing, if you follow her advice, is open yourself up to demonic spirits that come from the other dimension. And there is another dimension out there. And that's why you need to get my talk, The Forbidden Secret, was actually given before Rhonda Barnes ever came forward. In fact, one of the people that we put in the questions and answers, and one of the people asked me about the law of attraction and Rhonda Barnes, and I looked sort of mystified there, and I say, well, I really don't know about that, but I'll look into it. And yet I had given my talk without ever knowing what she was saying on exactly the same subject. Tracking this back through the ages, you need to get Forbidden Secret. It's available on DVD. And, of course, we'll be having a great deal. Oh, there is a syllabus that goes with that. You can get it at a reduced cost. I always call it the Immigration Invasion. But we're going to change the name of it to the Forbidden Secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down for thousands of years to the secret societies. And it's coming to its fulfillment at this very time in history. And, of course, what that goes very well with the subject we're going to be talking about the next hour, Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs and videos, but now of it primarily in DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and, of course, his Riddles in Stone. We'll be talking to Chris this next hour. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. So, anyway, pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are at war today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria. Sip.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest for this hour is going to be Chris Pinto, and he may be held up a few minutes. Our producer will keep trying to reach him at home. He told me that he might be delayed a few minutes, 10 minutes or so, depending upon when his wife gets home, but hopefully he will be with us, because I really want to hear you to hear what he has to say about what he found when he went to our nation's capital and began to evaluate the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And now, certainly we carry a book by that title, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, by a man named Ovison, who went to the Capitol and, of course, spent many years analyzing it, and of course, went to the Masons and got information from them about the layout of the streets, about the Pentagon, the incomplete pentagram that is there, and then the alignment of Constitution Avenue, and so many of the things that are there that will help you to better understand the thinking of the people who created this nation. And, of course, predominantly the people who wanted the United States were Christians. But you have to understand back in 1776, 1789, and then the early 1790s when America was created, there were many people who were caught up in the occultism that was inherent at that time in the American Revolution and in the French Revolution, and this age-old occult belief in creating a perfect society, democratic societies throughout the world. And that was the real reason, at least a part of the occultists, for wanting the American Revolution. The occultists wanted the American Revolution. They were tied into the secret societies, the Masons and the Rosicrucians and the carryover of the ancient Templars. And then the Christians wanted a revolution because they wanted a nation where men could truly be free. But the occultists had a different agenda. They did not want a nation where men would be free. They wanted a nation, a Platonic type of society, and patterned after Plato's Republic, where you would have a world ruler, and then have a massive hierarchy. And then, of course, you would not certainly have everyone else under the control of the government. Now, not all of the founding fathers who embraced the revolution, who were occultists, really understood what the real goal was. But that is the secret that has been passed down through the centuries by those people who really do believe in creating this world government from the occult side. And most Christians do not understand what's going on today. There's been an organized effort to mislead the Christians. Many of our Christian leaders will tell you that the emblem on the back of the dollar bill is not a Masonic emblem. It's a Christian emblem. Oh, I mean, after all, everybody knows that a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye is a Christian emblem. I mean, after all, they've got somebody who made that statement, and the Christians, a triangle, that's the Trinity. No, it is not. That emblem has been around for 5,000 years. If you doubt that, we have an interview with Professor Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, and where he talks about how these crazy right-wingers are always trying to make people believe that the emblem on the back of the dollar bill is the emblem of the Illuminati. And he scoffs at that. And he says that isn't the emblem of the Illuminati. That's been around for 5,000 or 6,000 years, and I can prove it. And he's absolutely right. It has been around that length of time. And what you must understand is there is a conscious effort to prevent the Christians of our country from understanding the occult influence of this nation. And not until we do understand that there are two influences here, and there are two influences when America was created, the Christian and the occult. And not until they understand the other dimension can we begin to understand what's really going on today. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Chris Biddle, who fortunately is on the line, as we begin to evaluate his story, Riddles and Stone, and what he found, of course, when he went to Washington, D.C., and had an opportunity to get to the inner sanctum and see what is really there, chiseled in the architecture of our nation's capital. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our special guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto. And Chris has done some wonderful DVDs. He's a filmmaker. And we carry his films, Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2. And I have the honor to be actually interviewed Megiddo 2 as we begin tracking the spiritual history of America and the various geopolitical and spiritual forces which are being manifest today, which most Christians really don't understand. And then, of course, his third and a DVD. It's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which won the New York Film Festival Award for the Best Documentary last year. And then his latest DVD, Riddles in Stone. And, of course, this is on the secret architecture of our nation's capital. Chris, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Dr. Stan. It's great to be back on the show.
Well, I think it's so important that people really understand the occult influence in our society, because if you don't understand the other dimension of the occult influence, nothing going on in the Middle East today really makes sense. I mean, why in heaven's name have we been fighting almost 5.5 years in Afghanistan, and we simply can't win that war? I mean, why are we financing the Pakistani government that's financing the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, that's financing the Taliban that are killing our boys in Afghanistan? Doesn't make sense. Unless you understand the same thing happened in Vietnam, where we financed the Soviets, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. It's Vietnam all over again, and people don't understand. And in Iraq, we're not really trying. We've never put enough men in there to do the job. So why are we over there? And, of course, you bring out in your beautiful description that these forces, these occult forces that reflect the other dimension, have been there since the beginning of our nation, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. We do, as you say in the documentary, you make the point clear that there have been two forces at work in this country from the beginning. One is the Christian, the other is the occult. And certainly many believers, many Christians and Americans are familiar with the Christian movement that began with the Puritans and the Pilgrims that came over. But many are not familiar with the secret societies that came over right alongside of them, the Freemasons and the Rosicrucians, as we talk about in Secret Mysteries Volume 1, who came over to, and their vision for America was not simply as a place to come and preach and believe and live the gospel.
Hold that thought right there, Chris, please.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Chris Piddle with us now, and he was just saying that there have been two forces in America since its beginning, one the Christian and the other the occult. And, of course, the Christians wanted to live in a free land where they could worship God as they chose, but the occultists had an entirely different vision. And why don't you just pick the story up there? What was the vision of the occultists who came here, the Rosicrucians, and the people on the inner core of Masonry and the other secret societies? What was their goal?
Well, according to Masonic philosophers like Manly Hall and other esoteric occult teachers and philosophers and so on, their view in general was that America was the site of the ancient lost empire of Atlantis. And they believed that this continent, America, had been known by the secret societies of the ancient world going all the way back to ancient Egypt and probably earlier, and that they knew about this continent but kept it secret because one day they would use this as a launching pad for this philosophic empire that would one day extend to all the world.
And I think it's so important. The average American doesn't understand there is an American empire. The United States has hundreds of foreign bases in over 130 nations today. Why do we have troops stationed in 130 nations today? Why are our troops still stationed in Germany 60 years after the Second World War ended and 60 years after the Japanese War ended? We still have our troops stationed in Japan. We are an occupying nation. We have our troops stationed in South Korea, and we intend to keep our troops indefinitely in the Middle East. There are people who want an American empire, but we can't tell the American people that.
No, I think the, I'm not even, I don't know if I would call it, although I agree with what you're saying in terms of America going to these countries and setting up shop and so on. I don't know if the ambition is so much to set up an American empire, although that could be it. It's this whole concept, though, of this global commonwealth.
Well, I think that eventually America will, of course, be subjugated and will lose its influence. But this is preparation to this global commonwealth, right?
Oh, I certainly agree there. I think America is being used by these secret orders, as you've said many times, Dr. Stan, using our military, using our economic power, and so on, to drive this global concept into, nations, into places where they may not even want this global concept, but America is going to convince them that this is what they need.
And, of course, eventually America will be destroyed in the not-too-distant future because we're having to live on borrowed money today. And they can topple us anytime they want to simply by destroying the value of our currency.
Well, that's certainly a, I'm not a money guy, but I've never understood finances that well. My wife's a CPA, so she handles that side of things. But I am familiar somewhat with the documentary The Money Masters by William Still. Is just an excellent piece of work in terms of unfolding all the research about our economy and world economy. And yeah, there's concern out there from people about America's currency and that we're living on, you know, money that has apparently nothing to support it. And I don't fully understand it, but it is, as you say, at some point somebody could just pull the rug out from our feet and the whole thing could collapse. But I don't fully understand the ambition there. It seems to be a control mechanism for controlling nations and for controlling the people of the United States.
Right. All right, fine. Of course, why don't you get, of course, then into the secret societies and their influence on the architecture, the secret architecture of our nation's capital?
Well, the thing that we tried to do with Riddles and Stone is I wanted to show how the philosophy of these secret groups that began with Sir Francis Bacon and his circle of Freemasons and Rosicrucians who came over here to launch this colonization scheme, how the philosophy of these secret orders is embedded in the design, the architecture, the statues and the monuments and so on in Washington, D.C. That it's their belief system, that's what's being carved in stone. Those are the riddles, as it were. And I think the answer to those riddles comes through an examination of their beliefs and what they teach. And so we went and we talked to, you know, a number of them. I got to interview two of the leading Masonic apologists in America and in British Columbia. And here in America, it's Brent Morris, who's the managing editor for the Scottish Rite Journal in Washington, D.C. And in British Columbia, it's a guy named Trevor McEwen. Both very knowledgeable guys who take up a lot of the arguments against the idea of some Masonic agenda happening in Washington, D.C., or Masonic influence in D.C. architecture. And they write and teach quite exhaustively that it's all a big misunderstanding and so on. And they seem to be developing apologetics to diffuse the theories about Masonry and Masonry, you know, pushing some global society or an ecumenical movement to unite world religions and things like that. They seem to be working to diffuse those ideas. At least that's what comes across in their writings if you were to get their books or go to their websites and so on. The problem with their arguments, really, I think, is that they represent a minority opinion in the Masonic community, because there are so many active Freemasons and Masonic authors, people like Michael Bagent over in England, who wrote Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and is the managing editor for the magazine Freemasonry Today, who openly glorify the influence of Masonry, and they call Washington, D.C. the Masonic City and so on, and they're very proud of the Masonic influence in America and in American government and America's signs and symbols and so on. They glorify these things, and that creates quite an inconsistency in the Masonic viewpoint.
Because what about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill? I mean, certainly many Masons claim that as the Masonic emblem, and then, of course, you'll get the others to say, oh, no, that's not Masonic at all. And so how can you have so many differing opinions among the Masons, or are they specifically trying to confuse the American people about their power and their influence and their agenda?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The view that comes out, on the History Channel, on the Discovery Channel, in the mainstream, you know, documentary presentations that are done, even on PBS and so on, that I've seen in the last year and a half, they are entirely favoring the view that all of this stuff about Masonry and secret societies is all just a big joke. There's really nothing to it, that conspiracy theorists have made more of it than it really is, and they just don't know what they're talking about. It really, these are harmless societies that have some good old boy traditions and so on. And that's something they seem to be working very hard to communicate to the American people. And what they have specifically avoided is all of the really hard evidence that comes against these secret groups. And that's what we wanted to take an opportunity to present both sides. We wanted to let the Masons talk, let them have their say and defend their arguments. But we also wanted to bring in people like yourself, like Ed Decker, and others, who hold another view and who have some insights into Masonry that you won't find most places, and to present those arguments on camera.
And I think you did a great job of allowing the Masons, without interference, without interruption, to make their statements. And this one fellow, I think he's a fellow from Canada, has to defend the name of God, the Masonic name of God, which is a combination of Jehovah, Baal, and Osiris. Of course, Baal is the devil. And as he tries to explain why they put the name of Baal into the name of God, he certainly gets out on a limb, and I think he sort of saws that limb off, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we just, again, like you said, Dr. Stan, we just let him talk.
Right.
You know? And I think by letting him talk, he did get out on a limb. And, of course, we presented, because a lot of people don't realize that Baal or Baal is where you get the name Beelzebub, and Jesus called Beelzebub Satan, like you said, in the Gospel of Matthew. So it's very clear from a Christian perspective that Baal and Satan are equated as one and the same. But, of course, the Masons reject that argument. They reject the Christian viewpoint there. He really didn't have an argument. And the funny thing about that is if I could show you the whole interview, I actually didn't really pursue that line of questioning. He volunteered it. And he volunteered a defense on the name Jebulon and so on. And then I said, okay, well, go ahead and tell me. And I thought he was going to, I didn't know what he was going to say. But then as he began to talk, it seemed as though he almost regretted opening up to me about it. And didn't really know how to get out of it. But it certainly confirms what other researchers have been saying for years, that yes, these elements are present in the secret rituals of Masonry, especially as you go into the higher degrees of Scottish Rite Masonry. And even the Masons, now that these things have been published, the things that have been published repeatedly and so on, they're not denying anymore. They're saying, yes, these things are true, but then they're offering spin-off arguments to try and justify or explain them away as being, you know, not so harmless and so on.
And I think you'll find a large number of recent documentaries on Masonry coming out on the History Channel, on the Discovery Channel. Why? Well, it's because, of course, what certainly Chris Pinto has done with the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and, of course, with a few of the other ministries. But I really think that the DVDs that Chris has put out for Cutting Edge Ministries has had a profound impact and has put these people at the highest levels of our government on the defensive. The last thing they want is for the American people to wake up and understand that there are many secret societies, but Masonry and the Rosicrucians and the others have a powerful influence on American foreign and domestic policy today. Well, Chris, go ahead and pick up the story there.
Well, one of the things that we tried to do...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Certainly that there is this other dimension, and if you ate, of course, food that has been sacrificed to Baal, you were eating food that has been sacrificed to devils. And Paul talked about the demonic dimension, the demonic aspect of what's going on. It existed 2,000 years ago. It exists today. And you will see it chiseled there in the stone of our nation's capital by some of the founders who really were deeply involved in the occult. Now, what about, of course, the signs of the zodiac? Yeah, this is astrology. We're told to avoid astrology, and yet I understand there are many, many signs, many, many demonstrations of the zodiac in many of the key buildings back in Washington, D.C. today. And why would our even current legislators be getting into astrology? Isn't that condemned in the scriptures?
Oh yeah, it's especially the way that that astrology is utilized by these secret groups, and of course they point to in Genesis where God set the stars and heavens for signs and so on, and I can only imagine that there is a proper biblical application of that. However, the way that astrology is used in occult societies, it's used as a means by which to draw upon the spiritual powers that exist in these zodiacs. In other words, if you're going to, let's say, design a building or a street or whatever, the mason, the esoteric, would design it, as David Ovison points out in his book on Washington, D.C. He believes that Washington, D.C. was built in alignment with the constellation Virgo, which is part of the zodiac. But here now it's done to draw upon the spiritual energy coming from Virgo.
And, of course, a lot of people are going to say, that's crazy talk. I mean, certainly, what do you mean spiritual energy from Virgo? What do you say to those people?
Well, you tell them. You don't take our word for it. Go and read the writings of these Masonic and Rosicrucian philosophers. Read the writings of the esoterics who have taught and believe and who practice these things. Listen to what they say. That's why we interview people like Dr. Robert Hieronymus, who is who's a member of Co-Masonry. He's been involved with a number of secret societies. He's considered the leading expert in America on the Great Seal of the United States. His research has been used by the White House and the State Department and the highest levels of our government. And here's this guy who writes in his books and so on that he believes that Washington, D.C. has some powerful spiritual energies because it's built in alignment with Virgo. So it's not we, the Christians, who are coming in criticizing these things and making up something about it. This is the belief from the esoteric community. This is what they believe.
Isn't he the fellow who keeps saying over and over again during the film, well, I'm certainly glad I couldn't have said these things 20 or 30 years ago, you know, and they would have burned people at the stake for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the exact quote is, he says, you know, he starts to talk about the different layers of meaning behind symbols and so on, and he's explaining layer one and layer two and then layer three, and he says, you know, if I'd have told you this 15 years ago, I might have gotten shot. But he says, you know, but now it's okay to talk about these things. And that's because there's been a movement among a lot of these philosophic occult groups that believes that the reason for secrecy in the past was for fear of persecution. You know, through the Middle Ages, they'd have thrown you in prison for believing these things, or burned you at the stake. But now that we live in a free society with tolerance for other views and so on, there is a movement among Masonry and occult groups to say, well, these things shouldn't be secret any longer. We should just tell everybody about them because the need for secrecy is past.
Yeah, of course, I think this is one reason behind this. This almost glorification of the secret that's put up by Rhonda Barnes. And her introduction of her whole approach on Oprah Winfrey and Larry King and Jim Carrey is supported, and Jack Canfield, who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul books and other things like that. At this time in the world history, they're going to come forward and tell you the whole truth. But of course, you were expected to embrace that and turn your back on contemporary Christianity, because these forces are working within the Christian church today. They're working within many branches of Christendom, Catholic Church, Protestant Church. We're going to take people into a new spirituality, a new dimension. We're going to teach them all about contemplative prayer and meditation and all of these things so that they, too, can come in contact with the other dimension. But, of course, ladies and gentlemen, let me warn you, you don't want to come in contact with the other dimension because your very eternal soul is in danger. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and go right ahead, Chris.
Well, we were talking about, I was explaining how, it was actually when I went to the Philosophical Research Society, which has been a little over a year now, that I was there interviewing the president of the society. For those who don't know the society, this was the society that was founded by Manly P. Hall back in 1934. And continues to this day. They even have a university there, an accredited university, where you can go get your college degree in this, you know, esoteric wisdom traditions, as they call it, and graduate from their university and so on. But there was the president there, and then there were a couple of other people there who were a part of this community in different ways, and they were talking about how really the secrets of these secret groups shouldn't be hidden anymore. They should be open up. The public should be allowed to know what's going on. One of the guys that I interviewed who's I really wouldn't put him in the esoteric group. He's a Jewish man. He's a professional cipher. His name is Buff Perry. He appears in both Secret Mysteries 1 and then Riddles in Stone as well. And Buff says that these luminary groups, he calls them collectively Illuminati, the Illumined Ones in that regard, that they are slowly in different ways putting out information about themselves and about the history of the last few hundred years to slowly allow people to understand what has been happening and why it's been happening and so on, and sort of controlling the information a little bit at a time. But when I've had the opportunity to interview these guys, and the reason I think Buff's testimony is important is because in his research, he's often hired by governments like the government of Canada. He's been summoned to the White House. He's been interviewed by the FBI. The BBC credits him for deciphering the Shepherd's Monument over there in England. There's a new documentary out on him called Lapis Exilis for his research into the real history of the Holy Grail and so on. And so he operates in this community, and he deals closely with a lot of the leadership in Masonry and Rosicrucianism in these different groups. And so I consider his testimony worth considering, that there is an active move by these societies to put out information and to sort of let people know what they've been up to.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. It's Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris is saying that there has been, in the last few years, a conscious effort on the part of the secret societies to begin revealing something of what they've been up to. I mean, they feel so secure that they're going to be able to lead us into this world government with a one world ruler and a one world government and a one world religion, that they want the people of the world to begin to understand who it is that's really running things behind the scenes. So some of the information you're seeing coming out on the History Channel and others really is very valid, as they talk about the influence of the secret societies. And, of course, the recent film on the Good Shepherd tells you about the influence of the Skull and Crossbone, the Brotherhood of Death, secret societies that the president and John Kerry and so many of our leaders have belonged to, and of course the Skull and Bone Society. But they all tie in together. Chris doesn't get into that so much, but certainly this is simply one of the many secret societies that's out there. But now suddenly a little bit more information is coming out, so that the public is beginning to become aware that these are there. But it's not coming. We're not, of course, breaking this information without at least their consent and help. And except it's how we interpret that. They want people to think that they are our benefactors, and we want, of course, to remind people that these people's power comes from the dark side, from the prince of this world, not from the God of the heavens. So pick up the story there, Chris.
Well, that's what that I found to be a very interesting side and a very interesting admission from these different groups and so on. And of course, they view Christianity as intolerant and arrogant. I found that to be a very interesting word that they're using for Christianity. But the idea of arrogance and humility is defined by them as arrogance is if you think you know about God and you believe that you know the right way to the Lord and the right way to heaven. That's arrogant. If you're humble, then you admit that you don't really know how it is that you're supposed to get to God, that there could be many ways to God, and you just need to keep an open mind that there might be many paths, you know, might be many messiahs, many gospels, and so on. And that's how they define humility. And it's quite interesting. It's a little disturbing when you get close to these guys and you realize that they are very real. You know, it's not just books that have been written in the past and so on. There are people who believe these things, and their belief is growing and multiplying. There are more and more people who are joining their ranks, sadly. And now they've got this new DVD that they're putting out called The Secret. Have you seen this, Dr. Stan?
Oh, yes, certainly. We've done a couple of programs on it. We think that it's so important people to understand what it is. But, of course, it really does work. You can actually contact these beings from the other side. They tell you that you're really manipulating the universe with your mind, but you're really, of course, putting yourself under demonic control. That's what it's all about. And millions of Americans are embracing Rhonda Byrne's concepts. And, of course, the law of attraction. Sounds so great, especially when it's endorsed by Oprah Winfrey and by Jim Carrey and certainly by Larry King and Mr. Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul fame. But, of course, people have no idea that they're opening themselves up to demonic possession.
That's exactly it. In fact, and that's, you know, that's one of the arguments, that the argument that they're using in this DVD, The Secret, is one of the arguments that I encountered from a friend of mine that I was witnessing to. And he's not a Christian at this point, but he's searching, and hopefully, Lord willing, he'll get turned around. But he spent a lot of years researching these secret societies and so on, and one of the difficulties he's wrestling with is, you know, these secret groups have accomplished so much. They've been responsible for a lot of cultural and scientific advancements and so on, and those who have belonged to them, people like Thomas Edison and Charles Darwin, and these guys have belonged to these, you know, these different esoteric societies. And how is it that they're able to do all of these wondrous things? There's got to be something to it. And you and I know, Dr. Sten, that, you know, people like Edison and others, yes, they're gaining scientific knowledge and so on, but they're getting it from the spirit realm. They're coming in contact with these demonic powers and principalities that are giving them knowledge. This is what the temptation of the serpent is about in the Garden of Eden, partaking of the tree of knowledge, knowledge of good and evil. Now, this will work, that will not work. This is good, that is bad, and so on. And useful knowledge. The Bible doesn't tell us that Satan's power is not real. His power is very real. And he can empower people to accomplish great things. But as you've said, it comes at the expense of one's immortal soul. And so it's very interesting to consider Paul's letter when he writes and he says, "You see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty men, not many noble are called. For God has chosen the foolish things of this world to shame them that are strong, them that are wise, and the weak things to shame them that are strong." And so on. So, but that is very much the devil's offer. It seems to be precisely what Pastor Joe Schimmel shows, of course, in his DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, where he shows all of these musicians that are contacting Satan, and they sing about it, and they talk about it in their writings, and they're asking Satan for power and fame and fortune and so on. And they're getting it. You know, they become quite powerful. But the same principles that apply in the music industry also apply in the scientific community and in other communities as well. In the political community, certainly, this would explain why so many of our politicians are involved in these occult secret groups and would go and take part in these occult rituals and so on, because they're looking to achieve power for themselves so they can get what they want out of life. And that's exactly what this film The Secret promises, that hey, you can get money, you can get power, you can get fame, you can get all the stuff that you want once you tap into these secrets. And the Bible doesn't deny that that's possible. But Jesus warns in Luke chapter 16, the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man fared sumptuously every day. He got everything he wanted, while Lazarus was a poor beggar. But of course, when the rich man died, he went to hell, and Lazarus went into the arms of Abraham, and to be comforted in the eternity of God. So, so Jesus says, "Woe to them that are full! Woe to them that laugh now, for they shall weep and mourn." So we're encouraged to seek that narrow path through the Lord Jesus Christ by trusting in Him, and humbling ourselves, remembering His example, how He made Himself poor that we might be rich, and to seek the way of the Lord, to fear God and to keep His commands, for this is the whole duty of man.
I think you're absolutely right. And of course, what most people don't hear in their church anymore is the fear of the Lord. And you better learn to fear Him. Certainly, He loves you, but He's also a vengeful and just God. And He is not going to continue tolerating what is going on in America indefinitely. I don't know when the whole curtain is going to come down on the final chapter, but I mean, we are in real trouble as a nation because America has been so richly blessed, and we've just totally ignored God, and we think that we've done all of these wonderful things. Look how wonderful we are. We've sent a man to the moon. We've developed a computer. Well, look at all that we have done, and of course we haven't done it at all. Much of this is done with, of course, knowledge that's come from the other side. In fact, many of the people involved with this whole race to the moon came right out of the occult movement.
Well, it certainly seems that way through the, Dave Hunt in his book, I think it's The Occult Invasion. He talks about these groups of scientists who are getting all of these ideas and so on, and one of the scientists describes, he's asked, "Where do you get your ideas from?" And his answer is, well, he goes to night school. And they're asking, "Are you taking classes at night?" And he says, "No." And he's talking about at night when he's dreaming, that it's as though he ascends into his higher consciousness, and there are these spirit beings that are giving him instruction and telling him things and so on. And Dave Hunt writes about how this is an ongoing phenomenon for many scientists and people who are creative and who are very successful and who have these brilliant ideas, that these brilliant ideas are coming from the spirit realm.
And of course, Jack Parsons, who was one of the fathers of the space program, he was really the head of NASA, and the whole program was deeply involved in the occult. But let's get back to our nation's capital, and certainly what you've learned as you've been there. You had an opportunity of getting into the inner sanctum. It was almost as if God had intervened, because why don't you tell about that story about having really finished the film, and then somebody calls you from Washington, D.C.?
Oh, that was praise the Lord. The Lord really did open a door there. And this was a friend of ours, a guy named Tony, who works with the Capitol Police there inside the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And what had happened was David and I, David Bay from Cutting Edge, and I had flown out to Washington, D.C. We spent a week there and shot a bunch of the exterior buildings, a few of the monuments and so on, and we're getting a lot of the detail work. And then I had shot the interviews, was doing the reenactments with our George Washington actor and the other actors and so on. And then we got a call in the midst of this from this guy, Tony, who turned out to be a Christian. And he was following the progress of the project online, and he said he really couldn't believe that we were doing a documentary like this on Washington, D.C., because he lives there and he sees this stuff every day. And he said, "Have you had the opportunity to get inside some of the buildings here?" And we said, "No, it was difficult enough just to get permits to shoot the outside of the buildings. So to get inside, we didn't even think that would be possible." And he said, "Well, what if I could get you inside the Library of Congress and the Capitol and so on?" And we said, "Well, of course." So I ended up flying out there a few weeks later, and Tony spent a few days with him out there, and he took me inside the Capitol building, the Senate, the House of Representatives, throughout a lot of places that I didn't even know existed, and imagery and carvings and statues and so on that I had no idea was a part of the interior of America's capital or any of those buildings.
But, of course, this wasn't a Christian message you were seeing at all in most of them.
No, 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 not at all. I mean, you go into the Library of Congress, any of these buildings, anywhere, you don't. There's no representation of Christianity. You're not going to find crosses or crucifixion scenes or Christ risen from the dead or any of that anywhere inside these buildings. It's all dedicated to the pagan gods and goddesses. You're going to see Hermes. You're going to see Neptune. You're going to see Pallas Athena. You're going to see Mercury. You know, you're going to see Europa riding a bull. You're going to see all of the pagan gods and goddesses.
Europa riding the bull, of course, that comes right out of Revelation. The woman riding the beast, does that?
Exactly. In fact, there was a big uproar when the EU, the European Union, was developing its currency, and one of the early models for its currency that I saw was with the image of Europa, you know, the woman riding the beast and so on. And, of course, they have that image there inside the Capitol building. And they've intertwined, especially on the dome of the Capitol, where you've got George Washington sitting like one of the gods, and, you know, Washington surrounded by all of these god and goddess figures up in the clouds. That's how the dome of the Capitol is painted. And I still can't fathom how anybody could walk through there and come away thinking, wow, look at America's Christian heritage. At least not from that representation of it. Any discerning Christian would have to sit back and ask a question. What is going on? This doesn't have anything to do with the Bible. This doesn't have anything to do with Judeo-Christianity or any of these traditions that we're told that our country was founded on. So where are the images of Jesus? Where are the images of the apostles? Why don't we find them anywhere? Why is it that we have all of these pagan, mythological, occult symbols everywhere that we have to go into the writings of occult philosophers to understand? Because we're not going to understand them from the Bible. And if you go into the Bible, it's really clear. Satan is not the guy with a pitchfork and the devil horns in a red suit. That's not who Satan is. Satan is represented by all these gods and goddesses from the ancient world. He's the prince of demons. And the Bible tells us clearly, the gods of the nations are demons. They're demonic powers. So that's what's going on in Washington, D.C. And there's no polite way to say it. That's just what the city is constructed of.
And, of course, even this layout of the streets there coming out of the Capitol already is in the right-angled triangle of Pythagoras. And, of course, the lines here are very, very specific, lining up, of course, with Virgo in the sky. As above, so below.
And the same seems to be true of the pentagram. I did want to mention that briefly, Dr. Stan, because I've had a number of people seem to be very interested in the pentagram, and they want to know whether or not we take the time to talk about it, and we certainly do. We have a whole section on the pentagram. We even go to great lengths to explain why we think it's an incomplete pentagram, which is, if you look at the street design, Rhode Island Avenue does not come all the way to connect. So it's an open pentagram, but there are actually a number of very good reasons that come from Masonic sources as to why it's an open pentagram.
Well, of course, there's so much more that we can would cover, but I'm afraid we're just about out of time. Our guest has been Chris Pinto. Chris, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Sure. People can come to adullamfilms.com. That's my home site, adullamfilms.com, adullamfilms.com.
Okay, fine. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Chris. And believe me, this is a DVD that everybody wants to see. Of course, you really want to see all of his films, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, The Secret Mysteries, and Riddles in Stone. Well, Chris, certainly, as you've done this, it's really been quite an education for you, hasn't it?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This program, it's available. Available by itself, or we can think of putting together a 4-tape set with my other interviews with Chris, and then my interview I did last week with the head of the Gnostic Templars, a man from the other side, who makes it very clear what this is really all about, because he is the head of the Gnostics organization, the Gnostic Templars, here in the United States. Well, certainly we carry the Chris's DVDs, and we recommend all of them. Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, which I'm in, Secret Mysteries, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which I play a small part in, and certainly the last one, Riddles in Stone, which I have a small part in. And if anything, of course, I've been able to accomplish is to point out that there are two forces in the world. One, the Christian, the other, the occult. And we want people to recognize that there is dualism in everything going on today. Light and darkness. Truth and falsehood. Yin and yang. And of course, this battle between the forces of God and the forces of demonic forces which are out there today. And they're not imaginary. And you're going to have to decide whose side you're on, because there's no middle ground. And we hope that many of you, of course, will begin looking into the scriptures and read the Gospel of John, and then begin reading the other scriptures and begin to learn about this spiritual battle, because this is the force behind what's really going on today. If you've not yet seen my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watched the DVD, which actually was made before the book was written, why they are available from Radio Liberty, and then my latest talk entitled Forbidden Secret, which is a DVD, which will give you the whole background of what everything Rhonda Burns is telling you about and tell you it's absolutely true. But you do not want to get involved in this if you want to keep your eternal soul. So Forbidden Secret, an excellent DVD, is available now, and of course we hope to have very, very soon it available in video. And you'll have to check with us to find out which things we have in video and which we have in DVD. But certainly all of Chris's items, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, Secret Mysteries, and Riddles in Stone, are available in DVD. And he mentioned, of course, the book Fire in the Minds of Men, written by the Librarian of Congress. We carry that book, Fire in the Minds of Men, written by a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who tells you how the whole world revolutionary movement that is being fought today has its foundation in the occult, and that is why we're in the Middle East today, having nothing primarily to do with oil or Israel. But we can't tell the American people that we are there to bring democracy to the whole world. We are there to establish this universal empire, the Platonic Empire, that was dreamed of thousands of years ago by the residents of ancient Atlantis. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like a free copy of one of our catalogs. If you haven't laid in your long-term food supplies, you better do it soon, because, believe me, there's shortages developing out there dried food and things of that sort. And there's going to be a lot more shortages as the wheat rust, of course, is sweeping across the world, destroying wheat crops in large segments of the world. And then, of course, we certainly would like to get a health catalog and start laying in supplies of the vitamins and minerals that will do you some good, rather, because they really want, of course, to deprive you of that right under Codex. And if you'd like to get a regular catalog, and if you're interested in the Berkey products, the Berkey water filters, you need to have these things on hand, because you're going to have to look after yourself. Believe me, the government is looking after their employees, but not after you. Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America, our freedom, our future are under attack today.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who's heading a U.S. delegation visiting North Korea, U.S. warship. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on his reaction.
Governor Bill Richardson, a Democratic presidential hopeful, called the tour of the USS Pueblo unpleasant. The North Koreans seized it and its crew in 1968 in a dispute over whether it was too close to North Korea's coast. The crew was released after 11 months. The tour guide smiled as he told Richardson the ship is an example of continuing U.S. aggression toward his country. Then came the video describing brazen-faced U.S. imperialists. The Pueblo is the only active-duty warship in foreign
A French hiker who got lost.